Welcome to the Jeff and Harris podcast. It's guaranteed to be a spectacular broadcast. We're just two guys with ideas on the mind, just doing our part to save mankind. Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris podcast.
Podcast.
Jeff and Harris. Jeff and Harris. Jeff and Harris.
Harris, I'm in the market for some video games.
Okay, well, you should go to one of those places that buy, sell, and trade.
Oh, yeah, I should probably do that. I don't really have any games to trade, but I do have a lot of other stuff.
Give it a shot.
Nifty Games, Mike speaking.
Hi, my name is Jack Thronson. I was just looking on the internet for a place where I could buy, sell, and trade for used games and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And do you guys do that?
Yep.
So you, okay. Because recently I just had a garage sale and there was a bunch of stuff left over and I was just wondering if I could trade in for some games.
Yeah, the thing is, though, if you have hardware, like systems, memory cards, controllers, things like that, those have to be traded towards other hardware. They can't be traded towards games.
Okay, but I...
have to be traded towards games.
Okay. Well, I have this really, really, really nice tool belt that I couldn't get rid of, and it's worth, like, $80, and I was wondering if I could just trade that in for maybe Red Dead Redemption? I heard that's a good game.
Probably not. Like, what kind of belt is it?
Like, you know, for hammers and stuff like that, you know, nails, screwdrivers.
No, we wouldn't do that.
No, okay. I also have one of those things that goes underneath the car, kind of like a skateboard thing that mechanics lie on.
No, we wouldn't do anything like that. Yeah. It's just games.
But I mean, like, it's a steal. Like, you would be robbing me here, because it's, like, worth, like, $120 for, like, a...
Okay, we don't do any of that, though.
None of that? None at,
No.
And what's your name?
My name's Mike.
Mike, okay. What? Let's just drop PNP games for a second. Can we just go under the table and maybe just...
I'm not interested.
Mike, no?
No.
It's really nice, though.
That's okay. Thanks, anyway.
Okay. What, do you know somebody around there, or at any other stores that would be interested?
Not really, man.
Nah.
No.
Really excited to get like maybe Madden 11 or something.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I just really need new games.
Oh. All right. Well. Thanks for your help.
No problem.
I'll see you.
So, Jeff, I've recently joined the ranks of Twitter.
Yeah, me too. After I don't know how to use it.
I don't know. There's a bunch of weird stuff happening I don't know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, after months of going, do I get Twitter? I've made fun of it a lot.
Yeah.
I kind of feel, but I was like, you know what? I want to follow some bands I like.
Yeah, the whole thing with me is the word tweet.
Yeah, tweet really.
It's a deterrent of going on Twitter.
Yeah,
I don't want to give tweets, get tweets, or read tweets.
Yeah, I just want to... I mean, if they called it anything else, I think
they called it Captain McAwesome dangerous messages.
I don't think they will, because it's hard to spell.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was trying to say there.
Danger messages would be cool, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I joined it.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow me at the Andrew Harris. Andrew Harris was already taken, so... Mm-hmm. Made myself the Andrew Harris.
You're not a Andrew Harris.
I'm the Andrew
You're
Harris.
You're the Andrew Harris. Sorry.
Anyway, and that brings me to the part I want to talk about. I started following a couple of my favorite bands, whatever, because they give info on shows or whatever.
Yes.
And, two of my favorite bands, Sam Roberts Band.
Yeah.
And The Truths.
Yeah.
They started following me back.
Really?
I got a little email that says, The Truths
Maybe
and Sam
secretly
Roberts.
Fans of the Andrew Harris.
Well, I mean, I think it's mostly they seem to just, if you follow them, they follow you. But it's just got that good feeling.
As a very recent Twitter user, I'm not really into the lingo and stuff. So when you say following, I just imagine you walking down the street and Sam Roberts following you, and The Truths is, hey, you guys wait up.
Yeah, that would be... I'm glad it's not that, because that'd be creepy. And it'd probably make me like them less as artists if they followed me around everywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, it gives you that, you know, sense of like awesome.
Yeah.
Famous people.
It's like they're liking you.
It's like they It's like they care about my thoughts.
Absolutely.
Which I know they don't. I mean, I don't expect them to either.
Absolutely.
Other thing I wanted to talk to you about. I follow Andrew WK.
Of course.
He's the party master.
Absolutely. He is responsible for such hits as Party Hard.
It's time to party.
Party till you puke. Party.
Yeah, let's get a party going.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the way that's on. Get a party started, I think it's called. Something like that. But anyway.
Needless to say, he is the party king.
Oh, he's king of parties.
Yeah.
The best thing about following Andrew WK is he will give you party tips.
I really just hope that it's party tips, all in caps lock and then a colon.
Sometimes.
Okay.
It will say party tips with a colon, but it varies on the... On the...
style of...
Yeah.
Yeah, if he's shouting it, party tips!
Yeah,
colon!
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, and he's giving me great party tips.
Really?
Such as...
Drink. A lot.
No, they're not as basic as that. That's amateur hour.
Okay.
He leaves that for the amateur
party. That was his first tweet.
Yeah, but
just to cover the basics.
But one of the party tips the other day was some of the best things in life aren't free. Then, all caps, he's shouting this at you, go eat at a fast food restaurant. I don't know how it's a party tip, but, you know, I appreciate it nonetheless. Other party tip was... make life unexpected. Give someone an unsuspecting person a pair of socks today. I mean, that's how you get a party going, guys. You give people socks.
So, Harris, everyone knows around me, I am the band name generator. All I think of all the time are just band names that would be great for bands. And now I have an outlet because I was trying to name our friend's band for a while.
Yeah.
And then they found their own name without taking my 300 suggestions.
Yeah.
So this kind of idea and everything has given birth to a new segment called
Band Name of the Week.
Double Entendre.
Band Name of the Week.
Now, I need to ask your advice on something. This happened about a week ago. I was actually heading over to your house.
Okay.
And I was on the phone with one of our friends, and then he offered to give me a ride.
Okay.
So he came to my house, and he picked me up, and then we started driving, got about halfway to your house, and then he says, oh, by the way, I'm probably going to sleep over there. Is that cool?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, no, I can't do that. And I had to go back to my house, grab my car.
Yeah.
Now, was I in the wrong to assume that with a ride somewhere, you do get a ride back?
I think it'd be important for them to tell you at the start that they don't know if they're going
to
be going
back. It's kind of like if you go to a carnival and you get on the Ferris wheel and it just takes you to the top and you just assume that it'll take you back down and you just have to jump.
Yeah, that would... It's a little, not quite the same, but, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't have said you were in the wrong. I mean, I don't know. Don't think you did anything wrong. I mean, I would have assumed too if I heard ride.
Do I have to ask, do I have to get in the car and say, do I have a ride back? Is that something I'm going to have to do now?
I mean, it could be beneficial, but I don't think you have to.
I
think it's the person... should have to tell you that they don't know if they're going to be going back.
So do I have to say anything when I get in the car?
No, you don't. Well, other than, well, don't just get in and not say anything, but.
So, awkward car ride, Jeff, aren't you saying anything?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't think you did anything wrong.
That's good. I like being right.
Yeah, well, it's a good feeling. So school is starting again soon, a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to need to go in and get some new notebooks and whatever,
yep.
Which is weirdly exciting. Buying new notebooks is weirdly fun.
I don't think so, but that's fun.
Yeah, well, you can, I don't know. Anyway, so it's like same with looking at pens and pencils.
You find that thrilling?
Thrilling. I don't know.
80-year-old secretary?
No, I just find it interesting to look at all. There's so many types of pens.
The only thing you take pride in his life is looking at pens and your 800 cats?
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant when I said that at the start.
I'm still on the comparison to an 80-year-old secretary.
Yeah, well, that's fine. But anyway, that's not what I want to talk to you about at all. I didn't want you to judge me.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, anyway.
I judge the shit out of you.
Yeah, well, anyway, when I'm buying, you know how there's always those notebooks with, like, baby seals and stuff on them?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're thinking, who buys these? And it's, like, obviously, like, 8-year-old girls and stuff who like to look at cute animals.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to buy some this time. And I'm going to take them to my university classes.
Nice.
Open them up in my linguistics.
You're going to be the animal notebook guy.
Yeah. That is what I will be called in my classes. That's what I'm going for.
Okay. I bought this poster that is now on my wall. It's Ziggy.
Generally what you do with posters.
Exactly. I hide it under my bed. Okay. It's Ziggy.
Okay.
Ziggy's dog, and they're both on a skateboard.
Okay.
And there's a slogan across it, and it says, "Try everything once. And the fun things, try twice."
Yeah.
I bought it because I don't agree with the statement at all.
No.
But I just like Ziggy. And I'm like, Ziggy, you're wrong.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people out there who are like, try everything once. I can think of thousands of things you should not try once.
Yeah.
Crystal meth.
Yeah.
Suicide.
Yeah.
making fun of and teasing angry dogs.
Yeah.
Okay. Stepping on glass.
Yeah.
So many things out there. People are like, oh, I've got to try everything once. F you people, okay?
Can I add something?
Absolutely.
I don't agree with the latter half of the statement either.
Fun just things, try twice, but that's it.
You can't go over twice. No. You've got to save those.
Go to the water slides. Man, this is fun. Let's go again once.
Yeah.
And
you
then never
you
come
gotta,
back.
You got to plan that about one more time. For like at a perfect
better
time.
Better not rain that day.
Yeah.
How lucky of a person are you?
I don't know. Medium.
Medium luck on the old luck level.
Yeah. Probably medium.
Medium. It's in the yellow.
Yeah.
Not the green or the red. No. Okay. Yeah, I'm about medium luck, too. What kind of things have you won?
Like, just, like,
tell
draws
me all
or
of the things? Everything.
Everything I've won. I can't think of everything I've won.
Tell me some of the things.
I don't know. I won in grade 6. I cleaned up at this one draw. Just dominated. Got
nice.
So much, I don't know, like won a couple baseballs and a t-shirt, I think. Possibly a... I can't remember.
Okay. I won a 5-pound chocolate bar.
Nice.
In, I think, grade 8.
No.
I won a coloring contest, which I'm pretty certain that they just kind of pick one out. It's really hard to judge all these terribly colored things by little kids. But I won a little Shoppers Drug Mart's watch with a bear on it.
Cool. Do you still have that?
I think so, actually, yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I know. And it had a little twisty thing. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Okay.
When I was... Let's go back pretty far. When I was really young, when I was in kindergarten, I won a draw, and I won a strawberry eraser.
Nice.
And a Berenstain Bears book.
Oh, cool.
And I love the Berenstain Bears.
I remember winning a book draw.
Whoa. I just got to point something out about the Berenstain Bears. They're probably the only cartoon bear out there that's Jewish. Just listen to that name.
Yeah.
Berenstain. You never see them going to temple with yarmulkes on.
Maybe they're not practicing.
I wonder if the other bears are kind of a little prejudice, maybe, towards them.
You don't see that. They don't really write that up in the books.
Yeah.
But
just the Berenstain Bears go to the market. The Berenstain Bears battle anti-Semitism.
The Berenstain Bears versus Mel Gibson. When I was small, I won
The Passion of the Bears.
The Passion of the Bears. I remember winning a book about airplanes once.
Nice.
Wasn't very exciting.
No. Oh, man, that would happen in a pornographical movie. I see that look in your eye.
Yeah, you know it.
This is another Jeff and Harris
Top 5.
Topic.
Top 5 favorite racial slurs. Go.
5.
5.
4.
4.
3.
3.
2.
2.
1.
1. Lesbians.
This is another Jeff and Harris
Top 5.
Recently, there was a movie store in our town that...
It's not just over here. It's the whole...
The whole thing got liquidated.
The whole company...
Franchise?
The franchise is done.
Done. It's wow. It really makes you think, huh? How much time you have left if you own a movie store. So they went 90% off, and needless to say, there was a riot in Selkirk. And all the major businesses have had their windows smashed and their inventory stolen.
Yeah, we are living in a post-apocalyptic wasteland. It wasn't caused by nuclear war. It was caused by movie gallery going out of business.
Yep. So we went there, and we got a bunch of movies, and I'm going to say all the good movies. went at around 60% off. They're probably all gone by 60 or 70% off.
Yeah.
And on the last couple of days, they went 90% off.
Yeah.
I went there and I bought probably over 30 movies.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them around $1 each.
Yeah.
And a lot of them just terrible. Like, yeah. They look bad. And I've started watching them and they are pretty much bad.
Yeah.
But some of them, it's kind of like the Mario effect, where if you go past the screen, it comes that you come out on the other side at good again. If it's something so bad, it becomes good. Like Monster Island, a movie about Carmen Electra getting kidnapped by a giant ant.
Yeah.
That was great.
But
then, yeah. And I've noticed you can tell kind of how good a movie is by what kind of quote they have for it. Like a lot of movies have a quote on the front, like New York Times says, amazing movie, you know?
Yeah.
You could tell if it's like the Winchester Herald funnies
says
article
it
says
it's
it was
okay.
Pretty deep. Or like the Thunder Bay newsletter is like, oh, it's pretty good. And if they have that on the cover of their movie, you know, it's not going to be.
I thought I rented Iron Man.
I just got that. I've noticed a growing fashion item that has been really coming into style without anybody talking about it.
Yeah.
Just a real subtle creep into everyday life.
You've just joined us. We're doing fashion talk.
This is Jeff and Harris Fashion Talk.
We don't do that often because, well, we're dudes and...
Yep, we don't give a hoot about fashion.
Exactly.
And we're now 50-year-old men who don't give a hoot.
We do not give a hoot.
Not even a little bit. But the item in question is those gladiator sandals that I've noticed all girls are wearing. And I hadn't noticed them before, like, this year. I noticed one person, then I noticed
For those of you who got the image in your head like I did the first time, he told me they're not sandals that are fighting each other.
No.
They're not holding swords or anything.
They are not...
They're just like those old style.
As
if you
normal
watch the
sandals,
movie, if you watch the movie Gladiator, Russell Crowe is sporting them.
Yeah, normal sandals are inanimate, but these gladiator sandals are inanimate.
I don't know, animate.
Animate.
Yeah.
And they fight each other. No, they don't fight each other. You're effing crazy.
Okay.
They're just, you know, they look like, and a lot of them have this really some of the ones that are just kind of belted up and everything. They look pretty good, but. There's a lot of girls have these ones with this weird kind of material cuff at the bottom.
Yeah.
And it looks like, I think they're...
It goes up your ankle a bit.
It goes up your ankle a bit, and it looks like they should be boots, and then it goes down and they're like sandals. I think it's so that they don't get their Achilles tendon sorted off in battle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that today it's kind of useless. Unless girls these days. I haven't been to clubs lately.
Yeah.
But maybe they are. The
maybe
new
that's
thing
what
is
they do.
Sword fighting.
Maybe that's what they do in the bathroom.
Yeah. They just say,
I need to
go to the bathroom. Me too. Got your sword?
Yep.
It's time for the rant.
Let's
drop that sick beat. I hate it in movies when there's the hero and he's running away from bullets. Bullets never hit him. They'll hit tiny little 1-inch thick railings and walls around him. It'll hit lanterns and stuff. It'll never hit him.
I hate how I can't have more than 5 alarms on my phone. There are more than 5 different times that I'd like to wake up, and I don't have to change it every time.
Since when is 3-peat a word? I thought it was always one of those kind of made-up words like chillax, and now it's being used in regular sentences.
I don't like how when I'm writing in a notebook, my hand is always, because I'm left-handed, it's always touching the other side, and it's really annoying. I want them to make a left-handed notebook.
Do metrosexual people have an underground transit fetish?
TLC these days is just little people doing regular things.
For the longest time, I didn't understand Cialis commercials. It was always just shots of like a lawnmower going, but there's no one behind it, and an unfinished painted fence, and a garage door that needs fixing is halfway fixed, but now I get it. It's a medicine that makes you disappear.
I don't like how Febreze can't even save my soccer bag at this point. My soccer bag smells so bad, and I spray it with Febreze every day, but it still smells like garbage. The odor attacks the Febreze and kills it.
I hate the triangle on your windshield that doesn't get wiped.
I hate how I have no need for an iPhone at all, but I just want one so bad because I want to download apps.
I hate it when you drive next to a semi-trailer on the highway and you notice it has novelty spikes on its hubcap, and I feel like I'm in the final scene of The Little Rascals.
I think I need to be a DJ so that I can finally be MC Lolcats.
If Toys R Us sells toys, what does Babies R Us sell? There's some definitely some criminal activity in there.
I hate how I went to Applebee's one time. They had a delicious sandwich called the Grilled Cheese BLT. Next time I go, it's gone.
I don't like it that everybody's questioning those big pictures like in Peru that tribes made millions of years ago. I know who it was. It was the Art Attack guy.
I hate the speed bumps at the Selkirk Safeway.
If I were a genie, I would get a novelty on-air sign like it was on a radio, because then it would be like, I'm literally on air right now.
I don't like how they've slowly moved the tags from the back of the neck on shirts to inside on the side. I hate that because it scratches my side.
I want to walk up a broken escalator one day and all of a sudden have it start working as I'm walking up. It'll feel like I just gained superpowers.
That's it, everyone. This episode is over.
We be done.
Yep, and we need to go because we need to go watch Big Brother. So have a good one, guys.
Meow, meow, here we come.